Thanksgiving Day is tomorrow, and in any other year, that might mean turkey, stuffing, and awkward political conversation with friends and relatives around the table. In the midst of the pandemic, holiday gatherings may be smaller this year, which could reduce the dinner table drama. If it sounds like one positive side effect of the coronavirus, don't be so sure. WBUR's Kellen Borchers reports on what we miss by not socializing with people who think differently.
For some of us, Thanksgiving traditions include wrestling over the wishbone and something else.
I have very different political opinions than my family.
There's always at least one raucous, extremely loud political debate that happens at some point during Thanksgiving.
That's Arthur Brooks and Varshini Prakash, two people who might not seem to have much in common. Brooks is a former president of the right-leaning American Enterprise Institute, who now teaches at Harvard, and Prakash is a progressive activist who helped launch the climate-focused Sunrise Movement. But they share a holiday experience that may be familiar to you, too. Conflict could be off the menu with fewer guests tomorrow, but Prakash says less arguing also means less catching up with loved ones at home in Acton.
My parents immigrated here and they met up with other people who immigrated here. And so we're just kind of a big community that loves one another and, you know, also has political disagreements. And so I'm going to miss it for sure.
Prakash says the bonds her parents formed after emigrating from India transcend politics. As for Brooks, he'll miss seeing his liberal brother. They may not fight about politics if they don't see each other, but they also could miss a chance to talk about all the other things that connect them.
You know, we just don't have enough time together. And so when we're together, we talk about his kids and my kids and our parents of blessed memory and our shared religious faith. And then the time is gone.
In Brooks' opinion, people who start political arguments at holiday gatherings are, quote, jerks. That's not the term Lizzie Post uses. She's an expert on proper etiquette as co-president of the Emily Post Institute in Burlington, Vermont. But she says it is perfectly fine to opt out of talking politics if your downsized party still features someone who's liable to raise the subject.
I think it's really okay to say, you know, I made a little deal with myself this year that I'm not going to talk about politics, but I would love to hear about what you and the kids have been up to. Pick a topic and redirect.
If steering clear of politics sounds good to you, then you're not alone, says Carol Doherty. He's the director of political research at the Pew Research Center.
We do know that about half of Americans do find political conversations stressful. There's a new element in all this, which, of course, is the election. And we put out a report last week that just the profound disagreement over what happened in the election.
That recent poll showed 94% of Joe Biden voters believe elections were run well this year. Just 21% of people who voted for President Trump said the same. This is the kind of divide that Zoena Howland of Framingham could imagine causing tension on Turkey Day.
If we were not in a pandemic and I was traveling to see distant family, then it would be an issue.
Howland is a Democrat who usually celebrates Thanksgiving with Republican relatives in New Jersey. She says part of her is glad to bypass political discussions by staying home this year.
Conversations I've had with family members that are not in the same political party as I am have been kind of frustrating. Part of me kind of wishes I could have those conversations just to get other perspectives and see what they're thinking.
Uncomfortable as they can be, Thanksgiving get-togethers can help people with different political views understand one another, or at least remember the other reasons why they love each other. That could be a little harder on a socially distant holiday. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Callum Borchers.